Here's a thought about, you know, I don't have any idea what to call this because I need to invent a term. At least I've never heard this referred to anything. So I'm going to call it theme walls and hopefully coin that phrase so we can communicate more efficiently than trying to describe it. But I am going to have to describe it to start with. And to do so, I'm going to have to begin with a little story. In the mid-1980s, I was given an opportunity to display my then nascent made of steel work that it was just getting started, and a gallery invited me to exhibit the work, so I was excited. I bought a whole bunch of 11 by 14 frames, made roughly 6 inch by 9 inch images in 11 by 14 mat board, and I had like 80 of them, so I bought 80 frames and put the whole thing together and put it on display. A couple of pieces of work sold, but not very many. So at the end of the exhibition, I got them all back. Well, they're all framed. They're all ready to go. And I thought, well, I better preserve them somehow. So I bought some big padded envelopes that would hold these 11 by 14 frames, put them in boxes, and stored them away, thinking if I ever had another opportunity to exhibit this work, it's all ready to go. Matted, framed, the whole shoot and match. Well, years later, after Mo and I were married and had moved up to Linden, Washington, there was a wall in the house that was very sizable and had nothing on it. There were no light switches. There were no electric plugs. It was just a blank wall, a beautiful space for doing something with. And she thought one Saturday when I was out and about doing something, she thought of the idea of taking a bunch of those made of steel images from that exhibition back in the 80s and putting them on this wall as a mass of images. She selected probably, I'm going to say, maybe 30 or 40 of the images, and she didn't line them up like you would in a gallery, so they're linear. She put them up on the wall in what I might characterize as a sort of a jigsaw arrangement. Vertical ones, horizontal ones, not in straight lines. It just sort of covered the wall with little gaps in between one frame and the next frame, maybe an inch or two. It covered the wall with essentially that exhibition. And when I came home, she said, I want you to see something. And she took me around the corner where the wall was, and there were all my prints hanging on this wall, and it was just lovely. I was fascinated by what she had done and how she had arranged them and created what I now characterize as of today as a theme wall. It was not a picture. It was not even three pictures in a row in a line linearly displayed. It was this mass of images that clearly indicated this was a big project, and it worked. All the prints, like I say, were 6 inches by 9 inches in 11 by 14 mat board. So you can visualize, it was a pretty big wall that allowed her to do all of that, but it was so fun. Well, that idea has carried forward, and you may remember that a few weeks ago, I talked about a new way of displaying images that I had been turned on to by a couple of friends called poster hangers. And these are essentially strips of wood with built-in magnets that hold a print top and bottom that don't require mat board, don't require framing, don't require the expense of framing. And what a great way to put up a bunch of images inexpensively. So I bought a whole bunch of these poster hangers, thinking that I would try to put together a wall full of images. Well, my first thought after having this idea was to put together a group of my quote-unquote best images, the ones I like the most, my greatest hits, if you were. And although that looked okay, it felt very disjointed because none of the images had anything to do with the other images except they were made by me, and that's a tenuous way to hold together a group of images. So I took all that down and decided to try a different approach. And the logical one that came to mind first were winter trees. I've done 7 folios of winter trees, so I have lots of images. Last year, there was that giant ice storm that came through here in the Northeast, and I published a PDF in Kokoro called Silver Thaw that had lots of images of winter trees. And then in the snowfall that we had this year, I've made a number of other winter tree images, so I have lots of them. So why not do that as a theme? So I put together 18 images, some vertical, some horizontal, all hung on display on a wall using sort of that jigsaw approach, not a lineup of straight line of worth of images or anything. We just covered the wall with images of winter trees. And I have to tell you, it looked fantastic. And after I'd had that up for a while, I put together 18 images of fall leaves. And again, as a themed wall, it looked fantastic. And people who came over to the house were so enthralled by it. They spent considerable time looking not only at the wall, but from image to image and seeing a more complete statement from me about how I respond to a given subject. And it occurs to me that this is an idea that's got tremendous potential. The poster hangers are inexpensive, far less expensive than frames, very easy to swap out. And if you have a space to put a bunch of images together that are held together as a project, as a theme, as a subject, it's a lot of fun. It could be a half a dozen images, a dozen images, a dozen and a half, depending on how big the wall is and how big you want to make the prints. But that's one of the interesting things about these little poster hangers, is you can buy them in all kinds of sizes. If you want to print on 8.5 by 11, then you buy some frames that are 8.5 wide and some frames that are 11 inches wide to accommodate the horizontals, and away you go. If you want to make bigger prints, you can. So that's the idea of the day. And like I say, not having a better term or having a way to describe this, I wish I had one, but I just don't. Maybe one of you can suggest a better term. But I'm calling them theme walls. Boy, is it fun to put together a group of images that can all be on display and reinforce one another and create something that's a much more substantial statement about a subject than I could ever do with a single image.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.